Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation, releases 109 climate-friendly and high-yielding crop varieties. SEBI refutes Hindenburg researchers' allegations, says it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Maldives is a key partner for India and two countries aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Heavy rain lashed several parts of North India. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over North and Northeast India during the next 7 days. And curtains come down on Paris Olympics 2024 tonight with a spectacular closing ceremony at the Stade de France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 109 high-yielding climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. He further added that the climate-friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops, including 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers, and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce the expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Mr. Modi also lauded the scientists for the development of these new crop varieties. Later addressing the media, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the seeds of these crops are climate friendly and can yield good crop even in adverse weather.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का संकल्प है किसानों की आय बढ़ाना उत्पादन बढ़ाना लागत घटाना और जो कृषि उत्पाद मिले वो ऐसे मिले जनता को जो पोषण युक्त हो मानव शरीर को भी स्वस्थ रखें ताकि उत्पादन बढ़ सके उत्पादन की लागत भी घट सके और जनता को पोषण युक्त आहार मतलब अनाज फल सब्जियां मिल सके भारतीय कृषि अनुसंधान परिषद को बधाई देना चाहूंगा हमारे वैज्ञानिकों ने अद्भुत काम किया.
Our correspondent also spoke to some of the farmers who attended the program. They expressed confidence that such crops will help increase the income.
जो ये वैरायटियां आई हैं ये किसान के लिए मैं किस्म से मानता हूं कि वरदान है किसानों की उत्पादकता बढ़ाने के लिए और देश को भी फायदा होगा उत्पादकता बढ़ेगी तो जो कंसेप्ट था कि किसानों की आमदनी दुगनी करनी है उसमें एक बहुत बड़ा रोल अदा करेंगे.
The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by US-based short seller Hindenburg Research. The country's stock market regulator emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and a provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and the transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused himself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. It also asks investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. It further said that the allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by SEBI. The SEBI said that it remains committed to ensuring the integrity of India's capital markets and its orderly growth and development. BJP today hit out at the opposition in connection with the Hindenburg report. Talking to media, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that for the past few years, whenever the parliament session commences, a foreign report gets released. Mr. Trivedi accused the opposition of creating economic chaos in the country through confusion. In a social media post, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge demanded a joint parliamentary committee JPC probe into the allegations of the Hindenburg research against Savvy Chief. He said the small and medium investors need to be protected as they believe in the Savvy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Maldives is a key partner for India in the Indian Ocean region, and the two nations aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking after inaugurating the Addu Reclamation Project and the Addu Shore Protection Project in Maldives.
Maldives, for us, is a key partner in the Indian Ocean region. It is very much at the heart of our neighborhood first policy. And it is therefore very natural that the cooperation between our two countries has moved beyond the traditional role and today really aspires to be a modern partnership. Our development cooperation is aimed at touching all facets of people's lives here and to find ways of bringing tangible benefits to their lives.
The External Affairs Minister said India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Addu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Addu as a regional hub. Dr. Jaishankar said this ambitious program of $80 million involves reclamation for tourism development purposes as well as for the overall economic development of Addu. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi this evening after concluding her three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. During the visits, President Draupadi Murmu was conferred the Companion of the Order of Fiji and Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, both the highest civilian decorations of the countries. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the News at 9. Heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of North India. National capital Delhi received moderate to heavy rainfall today, causing massive waterlogging in several areas. Punjab today witnessed heavy rain at this scale for the first time in the current monsoon season. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for many districts. We have a report.
Today's heavy monsoon rains in Punjab have proved deadly. In Hoshiarpur district, 11 people were swept away when a vehicle got stuck in the fast flow of rainwater in the Jejo area adjoining Himachal Pradesh, and only one person could be saved. All of them were going to Nawashahr for a wedding ceremony from Dehlo in Himachal Pradesh. Some bodies have been recovered while search is on for others. Meanwhile, in Gurdaspur district, the Ravi River is in full flow due to which about 7 villages near the Indo-Pak border in Makurapattan area of the district have been cut off from the road connectivity. In many cities, including Jalandhar, people had to face a lot of problems due to waterlogging on many roads. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Himachal Pradesh, flood-related incidents resulted in 12 deaths today while 3 persons are missing. Our correspondent reports relief operations are underway in the affected areas.
The heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely disrupted normal life. In the Haroli region of Una district, 3 people died and 1 is missing due to flooding in Batu Bathri. Flooding has also affected 335 transformers and closed 11 roads in the district, disrupting power supply and irrigation systems. In the tribal district of Kinnaur, flash floods caused significant landslides, damaging several points on the national highway from Pooh to Rorik. Similarly, in Sirmaur district, heavy rainfall has caused the Yamuna and Markanda rivers to swell. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in 10 districts over the next 24 hours and has warned for potential flooding in 6 districts. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar during the next 7 days. The weather office has also forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu, North Interior Karnataka during the next 5 days. NEET PG 2024 exam was conducted successfully in 170 cities across the country today. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, said this year around 2,28,540 admit cards were issued to candidates for the postgraduate medical entrance examination. More than 1,950 independent appraisers and 300 flying squad members were deputed at the examination centres to monitor the conduct of NEET PG. In order to prevent any misinformation about the examination, NBEMS closely monitored the social media and ensured that only authentic information is given to the stakeholders. It said that the heightened security measures, along with close coordination amongst various agencies, ensured safe and smooth conduct of NEET PG, thereby maintaining the integrity of this examination. In Bangladesh, majority of police personnel are yet to join their duty after a regime change in the country on the 5th of this month, resulting in deteriorating law and order situation. Leaders and activists of the Awami League Party, people of religious minorities, and other vulnerable sections of society are facing brunt of the situation. Home Affairs Advisor to the Interim Government of Bangladesh, M. Shakawat Hossein, today asked police personnel to resume their duties and maintain public safety. In the meantime, several thousands of people today held a rally and formed a human chain in Molvi Bazar district of Sylhet Division to protest against the nationwide vandalism and attacks on homes and businesses of local minority communities. Earlier, Bangladesh's interim government head, Mohammed Yunus, had condemned the attacks on minority communities. The United Nations also condemned the attacks on the minorities in Bangladesh. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the curtains will come down on the Paris Olympics 2024 tonight with a spectacular closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. India ended its campaign at the Games on the 71st position with a silver and 5 bronze medals. The United States with 126 medals sits at the top of the medals tally. China with 91 medals is at the second position and Japan with a total of 45 medals is at the third spot. We have a report. If you believe that we can make the magic up and say, yeah.
Tonight, the Paris Olympics will conclude with a glittering closing ceremony at the Stade de France. It is expected to be attended by 80,000 people and will be a shorter affair than the iconoclastic opening ceremony, but a cultural extravaganza nonetheless. French President Emmanuel Macron will officially hand over the Olympic flag to the Los Angeles Games organizers during the ceremony. India's flag bearers will be veteran hockey goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakkar. This is Sharia Chaudhry reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation, releases 109 climate-friendly and high-yielding crop varieties. SEBI refutes Hindenburg Research's allegations, says it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says Maldives is a key partner for India, and the two countries aspire to turn the cooperation into a modern partnership. Heavy rain lashed several parts of North India. IMD forecast heavy rainfall over North and Northeast India to the next 7 days. And curtains come down on Paris Olympics 2024 tonight with a spectacular closing ceremony at the Stade de France. And for details of the stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.
Har ghar tiranga abhiyan tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.